If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovative Wellness dot center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovative Wellness dot center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger. Innovative Wellness dot center.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Nolan and myself, I'm in Munich this week, and Nolan obviously back home in the home studio. So great to have you again. And a whole show, I guess, designated to the trade deadline, Nolan. We'll get talking about it from segment one, two, and three, probably, in that I think we've got a few different opinions, both of us, on a couple of them. Overall, we're much aligned with the overall part of the trade deadline and what we felt overall as a trade deadline. But we'll get talking about all that type of stuff. And we'd love to have your thoughts, Dirtbag. So send them in to us at Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, obviously. Love to see if your team is in the hunt and made a trade, what you thought of it. If they didn't make the right trade, give us your opinions. Love to, man. It's great time of year to be reading on that type of stuff. So send them in to us. We'll get discussing them ourselves or probably reach out and discuss them with you as well to get your thoughts, part of what we love to do. So other than that, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. You know that we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. And that's what it's all about. So again, it's just great to have you back. Great to be able to talk about this trade deadline. Great to talk training with you when you send in those questions. Great to talk about everything that we do talk about with baseball and stuff like that. That's what it's all about, Dirtbags. It's getting up, getting after it, getting dirty, as you know. Nolan's getting to the playoffs in their league back home. So Nolan and Braden, as you know, obviously comes on the odd time. So they've got one more final game tonight as the show will be airing. They'll be just finishing a good run that he's been on. So we might even talk about that tonight too, or whatever. You never know what might pop up in tonight's show outside of the trade deadline thoughts and processes. So other than that, get ready, settle in, sit back, get your favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us. Cause we're going to be right back, and Nolan's going to kick things off, and we'll get after it, Dirtbags. So stay tuned.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
School is almost here, and if there's two things I can count on, it's my kids needing new outfits because they grow like weeds, and Kohl's stocking their favorite styles. With the back-to-school customer appreciation event going on, I scored 30% off tees, jeans, sneakers, and more when I shopped with a Kohl's card. No card? No problem. Rewards members save 20%, and everyone else saves 15%, plus earn Kohl's cash. When it comes to back-to-school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends August 11th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, so I mean, this one isn't trade deadline related, but I want to talk about this because I thought that this was just about as big of a set of kahunas as you can have. James McCann, obviously, backup catcher up in Baltimore. I'm sure most of you know by now. Gets smoked in the face the other day. I believe it was Sunday. And Adley Rutschman, obviously their primary catcher there in Baltimore, basically just played the night game the night before Sunday day game. Obviously, catcher's job is supposed to sit, right? McCann, obviously, he's been a veteran. He's been in the MLB, I think, for 7 or 8 years now. Bounced around a few different teams, obviously. But, yeah, no, I'm looking at it, right? Get smoked in the face, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Nose is gushing blood everywhere. Eyes are all swollen up. Can't hardly see. Odds are nose is probably broken. Shove a couple of tampons in the nose and get behind the plate again. Like, guy goes out there, runs the bases, catches all 9 innings that game. Like, I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, man, if you're some of the boys in the clubhouse, and even in Adley Rutschman, right? Like, you're looking at that and you're like, this crazy SOB doesn't want to come out of the game after taking 95 to the face, probably breaking his nose, can't hardly see, blood's everywhere. All that he did was, yeah, shove a couple of tampons in the nose, go and grab some new, or go grab a new jersey, throw it over top, because obviously you can't play if there's blood on your jersey. And yeah, gets right back out there, goes the whole game, man. I mean, that's the dedication of a grinder, dedication of a dirtbag, obviously. I mean, you know, we loved it over here.
Great call, man. Yeah, I would have loved to have been in the clubhouse with that one. Do you even talk to that guy, or do you just look at him and do a bow? You just bow to that and say, like, I don't even want to ever even imagine doing what you just did right there. Because that is, I mean, obviously, if you don't know Dirtbags, it was, Rodriguez, or what's his name? With the Jays that was pitching that game?
Yeah, Rodriguez.
And yeah. First game and or first inning or whatever, and just, wow, right up and in. Like you can't even begin to fathom the pain. Just stop and think about what you saw. And think about that. somebody flicks your nose, you know the pain it takes. Like, I can't even begin to fathom the pain that he was in. I don't know if it was just a rush or if it was more the next day, even probably even more painful. I don't even know. Like,
yeah, like his eye, his eye was swollen shut, basically. Like, nose was pretty much sideways. I mean, you're looking at it. Yeah, no, he's just got to be, like, I don't even know if the adrenaline would keep you going for something like that. Because it's not like baseball is like that much of an adrenaline junkie sport, obviously. I mean, catcher's a little bit different. Catcher, you already got to be insane to go back there on a regular basis. Like, I was a catcher when I was younger. I'm a little bit insane up in the head, too. But yeah, seeing that, I'm like, dude, I know for a fact I'm not staying in the game after taking 95 right to the nose. Like, that was absolutely wild. So, yeah, I know his teammates, they'd have to have the biggest of, like, biggest amount of respect for him, especially Adley Rutschman. Obviously, after the game, he's probably going over and saying, thank you for staying in that. Saves his knees an extra game, right? So, I mean, that's a big thing, man. Like, you got to be a little bit crazy up top to be a catcher. And, yeah, James McCann, obviously, like I said, he's not a starting catcher anymore like he was when he was younger, first came up with the White Sox and everything. But, like, yeah, I mean, you're looking at that. That is, tough guy.
Yeah, absolutely. You said his teammates, and you said us as well, and that's exactly right, Dirtbags. James McCann, you're a dirtbag. You're a dirtbag right there on that play. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, man. There's not even anything else to think about. So good change to start the show, Nolan. Very well worth it, too, because you're right. Thank you for reminding me of that great play that happened this past week. Not a great play, but you know what I mean. Very dirtbag-like outcome from it. So,
okay.
All right, man. What do you got?
Just a couple more things, obviously, this week. A couple little bits of history made. Xavier Edwards, Miami Marlins, second cycle in their history. Had to do it the hard way, an infield single to complete the cycle. And it wasn't like it was an easy one either. Like, he had like a one hopper to Willy Adames. Obviously, it was to Willy Adames' backhand side. He did a good job of getting around it, made the play a lot closer at first base. But yeah,
sure
he gets the second cycle in Miami Marlins history. And then Dylan Cease, obviously, out in San Diego, second no hitter in San Diego Padres history. Joe Musgrove, obviously, a few years ago, what was that, 21, I guess, through the first no-no in San Diego history. Dylan Cease, obviously not a trade deadline acquisition, but a fantastic pickup at the start of the year during spring training by AJ Preller. And then, I mean, just kind of piggybacking off of that, obviously we get the San Diego Padres, who I'd say probably tough to argue that they didn't do the best job at the trade deadline this year. Obviously go out and get Tanner Scott, gave up hall of prospects in that one. What was it? Their two, their four, their five, and their 23 or 24 prospect, according to MLB prospects. And then obviously, yeah, the Jason Adam one there just a couple of days ago. And I think they gave up what their another couple of top 10 prospects or top 10-ish prospects in that range to get him. So, I mean, those are two high-end back of the bullpen guys. What was it? I saw Tanner Scott had the lowest average on fastballs above the belt, and Jason Adam, I believe, was third lowest on fastballs above the belt. So, I mean, two big gets for the San Diego Padres to bolster the back of that road or back of that bullpen.
Well, they get Honig with the Tanner Scott deal as well and stuff like that is another starter, long relief, middle relief, just good depth, right? Another good depth piece or whatever. And we talk about it, whether you like AJ, and we've ripped on AJ in the past, Dirtbags, you know we have, and especially if you're Padres fans and stuff like that. But hey, you talk, again, another dirtbag, man. That guy gets after it. I mean, obviously lost their owner in the offseason, right after the season last year and stuff like that. The transition has been obviously smooth, if that's the right way of saying it, because they haven't missed a beat. They're still business as usual and doing everything they can to lock off the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, you know, I don't know if it worked for AJ or not this time, Nolan, but that guy, I think he was in on everybody. And I, when they speculated on, you know, Crochet or Scooble or, you know, and said about the Padres, I 100% at this point in time, I think everybody out there would agree. He 100% would have been in on them. He didn't get them, but he would have been right at the forefront of offers.
Oh, I think realistically, probably every team would have called about Crochet and about Scooble, and probably about Jack Flaherty as well. Realistically speaking,
but you know,
Preller, you know, he Preller would have had offers out there. He wasn't just calling about their availability. So,
absolutely. So you know, you talked about them being one of the top. I don't know what we got a minute and a half talk in this segment. Let's just talk about the overall. What do you grade out this trade deadline overall? You know, they tried to drum up a lot of business and same ideas with the off season and stuff like that. Try to get the gauntlet going and stuff like that with the Crochets and the Scoobles. And I think most people realize that probably those guys weren't going anywhere or whatever. But overall, what do you think? Like
C plus, B minus. Every team made a trade. I was happy to see teams like Pittsburgh and stuff like that who were getting aggressive, right? They were making some strategic moves. Obviously, I was thinking Brent Rooker was going to go there possibly, and he ends up going out. Or, sorry, not Brent Rooker. Brent Rooker obviously stays in Oakland, but Pittsburgh ends up going down, and they get Brian De La Cruz out of Miami. Still got, I think, another two more years after this year of control. Then they go out, make some other bullpen moves. I mean, Pittsburgh was smart with what they did. I really liked their approach. Houston, on the other end, I mean, Houston gave up a buttload to get Yusei Kikuchi for 2+ months of him. Yeah, I mean, they're giving up their number two prospect in that trade. Bloss, obviously, he's the headliner. He ends up going up to the Jays' number one prospect now, skipping over all of this Martinez, who's suspended for PEDs. Yeah, but Dirtbags, we'll be talking about this more in the second segment regarding all or almost all of the trade deadline trades that happened.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Yeah, Nolan, you were talking about the UC Kikuchi trade with the Astros, Jays, Blas, Lupperpito, and Billy Wagner's son in there as well. Obviously not a high prospect on that end, but Lupperpito and Blas, that's a good little haul by Ross Atkins. And he, I don't know if he's guaranteed his job anyways or whatever and stuff like that, but he didn't give away the farm, I guess, on one side of it, but... Yeah, you're right. To me, I agree with that Houston, that seemed like a lot for 2 months of Kikuchi. who knows? I said it to you last night, Waffley, when I saw that trade come through or whatever, and we were talking about it, I said, there you go. I said, so you got Trevor Bauer out there, Dirtbags. You've heard us talking about it going into the trade deadline. Nobody signed him, man. So I got to believe he's out of the game. He is out of the game because he gave up some pretty good prospects for that. Not everybody gave up a ton or whatever, and that didn't give away prospects. And somebody might sign him yet. Who knows? But I doubt it. I highly doubt that anybody's going to sign him. But I just bring it up because that seemed like a lot for Kikuchi when they could have just probably signed him for, like you said, the minimum. So $750,000, $800,000 now minus – how many months you are in the season.
Yeah, I was exactly say right. Prorated. So basically, okay, let's say 750, all of a sudden you only have to pay him 250.
Yeah, 100, 150, 200. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, so there you go, right? But anyway, so again, what do you think about your Cardinals?
I mean, obviously the move paid dividends right away. Last night, Tommy Pham ends up hitting a grand slam, his first at bat back with the Cardinals. That's more home runs than Dylan Carlson hit this year for us. So that's obviously positive. Now, that being said, obviously Tommy Pham's just coming in to bat against lefties predominantly. But, I mean, the Cardinals need a right-handed thump off the bench that could hit the lefties. Because Burleson doesn't have great numbers. Nuke Barr, obviously, another lefty. Then you get Brendan Donovan, just a lefty. Tommy Edman, obviously, they traded him down to Los Angeles Dodgers. He hadn't played an inning yet this year, so it's not even like you could really say one way or the other what he's going to be as a player right now. And then to boot, I mean, you get Eric Fetty, who I think, I guess, outside of Jack Flaherty, was probably the top starting pitcher that actually did get traded. At least, in my books and everything like that, like, Fetty's having a very good season, man. I mean, 3.11 ERA, 120 strikeouts, numbers across the board are looking very good. He's going to pencil in as the Cardinals probably number two or number three. Don't get me wrong, it's not that big-time pitcher that Cardinals fans want. But, I mean, let's be honest, Cardinals don't operate that way. Like... And that's what really disappoints me. The Cardinals, they're just happy to get into the dance and see where they can go from there. Eric Fetty, Tommy Pham, both are two pieces that'll help them along the way. And, I mean, the good thing too, right? So I was watching the game last night, obviously. Tommy Pham hits the grand slam, goes into the clubhouse, or goes back into the dugout, sorry, and is making his way around. He takes the team photo at the end of the bench, same as every other team does. But, like, in the background, when he's going out for his curtain call, because, I mean, St. Louis, they always do that, especially Tommy Pham coming back to the team, give him the curtain call right when he hits the grand slam. You see Paul Goldschmidt in the background, and he's just standing there by himself, and he's screaming top of his lungs, banging on the top of the roof. I was like, man, this is the type of stuff that I haven't seen from Paul Goldschmidt in a while, where he's, like, emotionally fired up. And I'm like, okay, this is the type of stuff that you love to see. This is when you know a team's going to go on a run, or at least should be going to get it going to go on a run type of deal. So, I mean, no, like I wasn't overly ecstatic with the lack of move, because I think the Cardinals could have used another bullpen piece. But, I mean, I'm looking at the overall spectrum of trades that happen. What teams out there really improved? Like, the Yankees, obviously, right now, the Jazz Chisholm trade, sure. Absolutely, Jazz Chisholm's on fire to start out with the Yankees. I'm not going to sit here and knock that trade. Obviously, he's helped them out the couple of games that he's played with them, or three games, I guess, now. But then you immediately get Gleyber Torres saying, no, I'm a second baseman. I'm not playing third base. Yep. Well, what the hell does that do to your locker room chemistry? Right? Like you can't be sitting there saying to the new guy, no, go over there. You're playing third base. I'm the second baseman for the Yankees. Buddy, he's right now he's hitting better than you. Past three games, why would Josh Chisholm not be the starting second baseman over Gleyber Torres? Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the Yankees. Yeah, exactly. Like, the Yankees have bigger holes to fill than trying to figure out who's going to be their starting second baseman. But, I mean, right now, Chisholm looked good in that Philly series.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't need Torres saying those types of things, especially when Nestor Cortez also put a little ruffles in the feather last weekend too, right?
Yeah.
With making some snide comments. You just don't need that. But again, that's where an Aaron Judge needs to come in as well, and not just Boone, not just Cashman, and go in there. If you're going to be captain, Mr. Judge, you got to get on the horn, and you got to reel that stuff in real quick.
I was going to say, you don't let players go to the media and say that, especially New York Yankees players, biggest media.
Crucified. You just can't do that.
Crucified.
It's real simple.
Yep.
We got to play better baseball. That's kind of what you got, or I got to the point at the first, Nolan, with the overall. For the overall for me, honestly, I got like about a C-, maybe a D+ for the overall trade deadline.
Really?
I do like your comment of the fact of the number of teams that made some trades and did a little bit of both. Didn't really sell like the Cubs. Kind of worked it both ways. Tampa Bay sold. But as Tampa Bay does, they also got some real good recuperation and potential coming back as well. They're good at it. But overall, you're right. I gave it a low one because I just don't know who impacts. You know, yeah, the Orioles, they went out and they got Zach Eflin. I guess he'd probably be number three behind Eric Feedy and Jack Flaherty, I guess, just real quick. He might be mixed in right with those guys at the end of the day, as far as the starting pitchers getting traded. But overall, you're right. I just don't see anybody that, oh, wow, that's a difference maker. Now they're in the World Series.
Like Baltimore.
I don't hear anybody saying that. I don't hear anybody prognosticating that. It just wasn't one of those trade deadlines, right? It was another one where, well, let's fill in some pieces. Like, okay, Cleveland, for example, you get Lane Thomas. And then what, Alex Cobb there late last night. And Cobb hasn't pitched yet, coming back off a hip surgery. Lane Thomas, I like him. He got good wheels. I think he fits in there with Kwan really nice. He doesn't tip the scale for you.
No.
He moves the needle a little bit for you.
Yeah.
But he's not and I just didn't see anybody in that American League. And you made the point, too, even in the National League at the end of the day. They just said, stand back. We're all in. We're going. We're rolling with it.
Like San Diego would have been the closest team to what you're talking about, of a team going all in. And even that, I mean, they still had other holes to fill that they didn't even come close to filling.
100%. They need a catcher, right?
There were catchers available. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
But
when you hear some of the reports, it looks like Ross Atkins did well on obviously the Kikuchi one, but also Yimi Garcia with Seattle. You know, maybe the outfielder that coming back in return, good speed. It says, you know, fringe number four outfielder. I don't know. Some other guys, the Boston one with Danny Jansen. pretty good for only having 2 months of him as well. He was going to be a free agent. So, you know, they did pretty well.
That Danny Jansen trade, I don't know, man. That one confused me, right? And the reason why it confused me, obviously, 2 years ago, they give up Gabby Marino. They go out and get Dalton Varsho. Right. At the time I thought it was a fantastic deal. I thought, hey, Blue Jays are getting one of those up and coming good young players. And Dalton Varsho has been that. Right. But at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, so if they're trading Gabby Marino, obviously the long term plan is platoon of Alejandro Kirk and a platoon with Danny Jansen. Well, Danny Jansen's out the door, so who do they have for a fourth catcher? Right? Like, I get that they got some guys down there, but it's like, man, I can't rely on Alejandro Kirk to catch me 100-plus games a year. Like, he's not that guy.
No. And you know, by all accounts, it was really, really confusing in the fact that everybody spoke of Danny Jansen as, oh, well, he's the longest-tenured Blue Jay before the trade.
Yeah.
But, you know, even Schneider himself said, you know, it was like trading my third son. Everybody had that relationship with Danny Jansen, right? But yet they couldn't agree on a contract extension, obviously. And you heard that reports out of Toronto quite often that there wasn't agreement there. So, you know, Danny Jansen, I don't know what he's thinking or whatever, but even though you need catchers in the MLB, pay attention to Blake Snell, pay attention. And I know they're not catchers. But just pay attention to the last couple of years or whatever and stuff like that, right? It's a different business. Unless you are the top of the top in your position, you're not getting paid.
Nope.
I shouldn't say that. I mean, you're still getting paid very well. You know that, Dirtbags. But in the grand scheme of things, if you're not in that top tier, and what is there for catchers? Five, maybe? Maybe five in the whole league that are top tier.
I'll give you three.
And you're not getting paid.
No.
So I don't know what he was expecting or if he just wanted to test free agency. I don't know. But, he's looking, I don't know, a little $45 million deal or whatever over 3 years or something like that for me. But maybe that's too high as well. I don't even know Nolan, but that's exactly it. It's the traders did pretty good overall and stuff like that. The sellers, I should say, or whatever, and that. But some of those buyers that had the hammer, we're going to talk about it more in this last segment, Dirtbags. We're going to stay after it, so we'll be right back here in a second.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a
with
whole new way to
name
nug,
your price tool,
gotta
you can
Wendy's.
Easily find coverage options that fit your budget. Wendy's. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
Power comes in many forms. The beloved power nap, the enviable power couple, the celebrated power hitter. But around here, Kohl's Cash is power. And if you earned it recently, it's time for your power trip to Kohl's. Will you redeem your Kohl's Cash on those Adidas sneakers you've been eyeing? Will you flex at the block party with that new ice cream maker? Will you replace your kids' favorite shorts because they outgrew them again? However you redeem your Kohl's Cash before it expires, more power to you. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's. Additional exclusions may apply.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to...
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. We'll mix in a curtain call question or two or whatever, and tell that if we have time. If we don't, we do apologize. But carrying on from last segment, just talking about the Cleveland Indians, for example, and the rest, obviously, overall, Nolan. But, you know, you look at the Indians fans, and I just, with the other teams really not doing a whole lot, obviously they got good teams. They already have good teams or whatever and stuff like that, same as Cleveland does, but... Man, with the other teams not really putting a hammer down, I would have thought the Guardians would have stepped up for their fan base and maybe made a little bigger impact with a pitcher or player. Thoughts?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. There was at least three or four teams this deadline that had enough pieces in their farm system or had enough players to trade from their MLB team to get an impact player, impact batter, pitcher, either way. And like you're looking at it, the Guardians, yeah, their best pitcher acquisition was Alex Cobb. And you're like, okay, this guy hasn't pitched. Sure, he's a veteran, has some postseason experience, all that stuff. But he hasn't pitched this year. Like, we don't know what he's going to be like. He's what? He's got to be about 36, 37 years old now. It's not like he's a spry chicken. But obviously a veteran pitcher that knows how to pitch. Baltimore Orioles, you're looking at them, you're like, well, what the heck did they do in the grand scheme of things? Like, the best move that they made was probably an internal move where they call up Jackson Holliday. I mean, he just hits a grand slam today for his first MLB home run. But, I mean, you're looking at it and you're like, Anthony Santander, I guess, now has to play a position because Eloy Jimenez can't play a position. Zach Eflin was the best pitcher that they got there. Didn't address the bullpen in any real way, shape, or form. Obviously, they went out and got Sir Anthony Dominguez in the Baltimore Orioles trade. But it's like, okay, if Dombrowski's trying to get rid of that, like, what is happening there? Like, Austin Hayes going back to Philadelphia, I thought was a fantastic move. Sir Anthony Dominguez, obviously, he's got some later bullpen experience, but like, that's not a guy that you're confident rolling out in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning of a playoff game right now to me.
Especially with Kimbrel having the type of season he's having again, right?
Yeah, like he's been up and
you're
down.
You're putting a lot of risk. And then, like you said, you give up your number 2 and what, number 8 prospect for Trevor Rogers?
Five and seven. Well, no, I guess Norby was their only prospect that they technically gave up because Couser didn't count as a prospect anymore. But
Stowers or whatever.
Yeah, Stowers. Sorry.
Yeah, but still, man, since his rookie year or whatever, and that everybody knows what Rogers been and stuff like that, his last 4 starts have been really good. So unless their pitching staff and department really knows what they need to do with that guy, holy cow, man. Yeah. You're trading for risk, it felt like. You're trading for risk, if that makes sense, Dirtbags.
It didn't seem like it was an upgrade trade in any way, shape, or form. But that's the way that I looked at majority of teams, unfortunately. Like, the only team that I think really made out like winners, and this is kind of insane to say because obviously they were a huge seller this year, but the Miami Marlins. The Miami Marlins, I think they did a fantastic job. Like, obviously, the San Diego Padres, they got their guys that they obviously targeted. Philadelphia, in my opinion, didn't do a heck of a lot. Now, that being said, they don't have to do a heck of a lot. That's a fantastic team there. But I'm still looking for some of those, like, upper echelon teams to have made that move to solidify themselves. The Yankees didn't really do anything too much. Boston made a few good moves underneath the radar to try and stay in it. Seattle, I thought, was quiet for some of the stuff that they have out there. I figured that they might have tried to get in on the starting pitcher market, especially when I see Yusei Kikuchi go for what he went for. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if that just put teams on pause from trying to buy a starting pitcher. That might have been the case.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just not sure. Hey, let me ask you a question. Here is a question for you, Dirtbags and stuff like that. So the Garrett Crochet never comes to fruition, and I don't know how far away it was. It was probably a long ways away from getting anything really solidified. But how much impact does his statement of, I need to sign an extension or I'm not pitching in October, impact that outcome?
Well, I can tell you this much. If I'm a teammate of Crochet, for, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, he did get traded and then proceeded to say that, how do I go into the clubhouse looking at that guy and saying I want to go to battle with him? With him is my key point behind that. Because that's about as selfish of a selfish move as it gets. And I completely understand the way that it is nowadays. Agents are telling their players, hey, listen, you're at your innings limit. Basically, he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. I get that. He's made his 21 or 22 starts on the year. He was supposed to be basically 20 to 25. So what do you even do, though, at that point in time? It's like, okay, he wants the extension to pitch into October, so I got to trade and sign him, basically. So let's just say you do the R.A. Dickey hypothetical trade from his New York Mets year where he won the Cy Young, where he got traded up to Toronto. Right, I'm just using that as our baseline there because the Jays had 72 hours to operate, get a deal done, and then he becomes the starting pitcher with the Toronto Blue Jays. Otherwise, the deal would have gotten nixed. Jays would have still had Noah Syndergaard and Travis d'Arnaud, right? But either way, so okay, this is kind of our baseline. Gets traded, let's say Los Angeles Dodgers, signs his extension, pitches another two games in the regular season as a possibility of getting injured. He's made his money, he's happy. Dodgers are still in the same boat, right? So I think looking at it from that perspective as another team, I'm just sitting there like, why would I risk it this year? I can trade for him in the offseason. He's still going to have probably the same trade value as what he has right now. And then that way I can deal with him for an extension. Or at least I have 2 years of Garrett Crochet, and then in 2 years he buggers off. Right? You know
worst
what I'm
case
saying?
Scenario.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. So let me piggyback that question then. If I'm the Chicago White Sox, do I shut him down knowing that he's already over his limits, or do I highly lower his inning? You're going to throw 2 innings. You're going to throw maximum 3 innings. You're going to continue to start, but you're going to maximize out at that, continue to fall behind, raise your chances as much as you can for the number one overall pick next year, which might be another holiday.
No, they can't.
Might very well be another holiday. Number one off the board.
What was it, though? I think I saw, like, they can't even pick in the top 10 or something like that because of the new MLB draft rules.
Okay.
There was something weird that I saw there that even if the Chicago White Sox don't win another game for the rest of the season type of deal, I don't believe they can have, it's either a top 5 or a top 10 draft pick. Like, it's something ridiculous like that. So it's like, why? Well, I completely get what you're saying. If I was the White Sox and I hear that, I'm shutting them down right now. Regardless of how the rest of the year finishes out, why would I even bother risking a possibility of an injury when I know in the offseason I'm going to trade this guy anyways? And I'll still get a great return, right?
Yep.
Like,
yeah, 100%.
If he's not going to pitch until October, so all of a sudden that's minimized his value, unless we get him to an extension, then I sign him in, or then I trade for him in the offseason, and then I talk about contract extensions with him. But at least that way I have him in-house. If I'm the White Sox, what's the point of playing him? We're not making the playoffs. We're not finishing above 500. We're not going to have a fantastic draft pick. Like, to me, it's a no-brainer. I think you just sit Crochet down, and that's that. That's his year.
Yeah, I think so. When you've already traded Feedy away, and why not? You're not going to make any traction. whether you hard innings limit the guy or you shut him down, what's the difference? Drive on. Yeah, that's hard to believe. San Francisco Giants, Nolan. Little surprise, just shocked. For me, I don't even know how to rate them. I don't know. They're still with Blake Snell, but they're not with Alex Cobb. They got Robbie Ray back, which is exciting.
Trade Jorge Soler to go out and get, who's the outfit? Mark Canna.
Yeah.
I have no clue, not a clue what direction Zahidi's going down there in San Francisco. I genuinely couldn't tell you. If I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, I'm not even happy. Like, not even in the slightest, because the whole point of the trade deadline, you should be going one way or the other, right?
Yeah.
You're either trading to go on a run, or you're going to be a seller. And, like, the first couple of moves they made indicated, okay, we're going to be sellers. Then all of a sudden, come trade deadline, Zahidi just kind of said, you know what? We'll flip the switch. We'll go out. We'll get our Mark Canna. We'll get our – can't remember who the other guy was that they got back at the deadline, too. They got another player, but I'm just like, this is just doesn't make sense to me. As a Giants fan out there, I'm sure you guys are – smarter than me and could answer some of these questions, but me looking at it from an outsider perspective, I'm just absolutely confused by what happened. No direction.
Milwaukee Brewers, Frankie Montas.
Yeah, I like that.
The interdivision.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That was a smart move.
Right? You never used to see. You never even would have thought about that type of stuff in the past.
Not in division.
You just would not.
And Cincinnati's not that far out of it either.
No. What about the Mets? Now they're like the same thing. They got the big polar bear there or whatever and that. They sounded like they were going to go in, but then obviously Senga did hurt them. That's devastating. When he came back, you're feeling good about it. You're back in the wild card hunt, and then you lose them out of the gate.
But, I mean, that's a good thing, though. They were already in it.
Yeah, but does Lindor stay hot? Does
Who
the
knows?
Polar bear get hot?
Who knows?
There's no guarantee they're staying in the wild card, though.
But point being, though, they were already in the wild card without Senga. Senga comes back, pitches one game, and then gets injured again. It's not like you were dependent upon Senga to get you to this point this year. So, I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. The Mets did not make enough moves. But like we said, overall, the whole trade deadline was not a good trade deadline for one team trying to say, hey, you know what? I'm all in, boys. Either you guys get on board with me or I'm running away with the division. I'm running away with the wild card. I'm running away with the NL, AL, whatever you want to call. Right? Like there wasn't one team. So status quo, unfortunately, that's the way that it is playing out.
I guess so. I mean, yeah. I mean, kudos to the Yankees right now because Jazz looks great, but overall, not really impressed with what they did. I guess Baltimore has the highest end potential in the American League. Maybe the Astros? Not the Astros. No.
The Astros needed a first baseman, and they didn't even make a move.
Yeah. And they didn't get that done, so no. I guess Baltimore overall, for me, out of those really big teams, I mean, yeah, Seattle made the Rosarena and you know, Justin Turner with the Jays and Yimi Garcia and stuff like that. But I guess Baltimore maybe number one for me overall in the American League. National League, I really don't know.
You can't, no, come on.
Philadelphia didn't need anything or whatever in that. So I guess, I don't know.
Come on. Philly is still number one, bar none. What are the Dodgers doing?
Philly didn't need to do anything or whatever and stuff like that. So I was just trying to think of, you know, the Cardinals maybe for the Central, but I really don't know. The National League, I'm lost. I'm really lost. I guess maybe the Padres. Maybe the Padres, like you said. So anyways, Dirt Breaks, we can't thank you enough for listening and being a part of it. So we'll be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
What? One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought for this week, obviously some good news comes out in regards to the MLB and MLBPA, I guess. Technically, you could lump them into it. So basically, this past week, Comcast and Bally have come to an agreement that Comcast will take over TV rights from Bally Sports. Obviously, Bally Sports filed bankruptcy, 2 years ago, I guess, now. And so basically teams that were relying upon Bally TV, contractual agreements and money coming into them, obviously now with Comcast stepping in, money will be flowing again for these teams. They'll be able to generate revenue through television deals and everything like that, meaning more teams can spend money a lot more obviously not to the same extent, but a lot more freely and compete with those New York Yankees, Chicago Cubs, Boston Red Sox, San Francisco, Los Angeles Dodgers, those types of teams, right? So, I mean, this is good for baseball. It's good for the players, more diversity, more competition amongst free agency. I think that it's going to be good for television as well. Hopefully everything gets worked out, the deal gets completed and everything like that, and everybody's happy about it at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. That's got to be a big sigh of relief for the MLB and the Players Association, agents in general, Nolan, and stuff like that. So last year it impacted a lot. I'm not going to name every team under a Bally contract or whatever, but I know the Twins for sure were impacted heavily last year in the offseason with signing. St. Louis, Kansas City, and Texas as well was on that. And again, I know I'm going to miss out on some Dirtbags, other representatives of Bally Sports, but at least now, hopefully that gets rectified and gets all solidified, if you will, before this season's end of the World Series and start of the off season. So exactly right, your teams can have a little bit of more freedom to know what they can spend. As you said, Nolan, I know last year they just that uncertainty just handcuffed them from being able to spend and restricted them all day long. So other than that, Dirtbags, again, like we said at the top of the show, please send us in your thoughts and opinions on the trade deadline to Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Nolan, I'd love to read them. If you got training questions, coaching questions, parenting questions, whatever you want, send them in. I'm happy to talk to you about that, Nolan, as well. Player questions on hitting, pitching, catching, whatever it is, send those in as well. So other than that, unfortunately, Dirtbags, it is time to get up, get after it, and get there. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.